The assisted travel telephone service will remain unchanged, so if you need assisted travel at the station outside of staffing hours, existing arrangements will apply. That is because when creating these arrangements, C2C consulted accessibility representatives, the public, and the rail regulator and highlighted that there will not always be a member of staff available at all stations during all hours. This gives us confidence that our policies and procedures are suitable. Please give 2 hours notice and C2C will arrange for a member of staff to meet you. C2C has been successfully using mobile teams to provide assistance at some stations since 2020. This means we will have a member of staff available to assist customers that require this. I need to arrange assisted travel. How can I do this? We encourage customers to book in advance when requiring assistance. We do offer a turn-up and go service at staff stations. Simply speak to a member of staff. At unstaffed stations, please use the help point and a member of staff will be arranged to assist you. This may not be the next timetabled train. Please see https://www.c2c-online.co.uk/help-feedback/passenger-assist, which explains all the different ways you can arrange assistance and be certain it will be there for you. None of C2C's ATP commitments would change as a result of this proposal. C2C will fulfill their commitments using station staff, mobile security teams, and if necessary, staff from neighboring stations. Won't this increase fare evasion? Why should I pay my fare? Staff ticket gates would remain, and 100% of tickets sold during the period we have reviewed would be available, with cash and card payment possible at stations and staff able to give help and advice during the times we describe. We have invested significantly in staffing and technology to target those who do not want to pay for their journey. The C2C app and website give easy access to tickets and recommend the best fares based on your journey needs, plus the C2C app allows you to download to a C2C smart card instantly. As such, there would be no excuse for not buying a ticket and staff ticket barriers would remain. Will this proposal leave stations unstaffed for long periods of time, especially at night? Our staff would continue to be on duty at the vast majority of stations at the busiest times. We already have resources to target antisocial behavior at all of our stations. At times when we don't have staff permanently located at the station, we continue to use mobile security teams targeted where they are needed, making regular visits to all of our stations. They are supported by the upgrades we have made to our CCTV equipment, which is monitored live from our control center, and regular British Transport Police patrols on our route. This is likely to disproportionately affect the digitally disadvantaged. How can that be justified? We recognize that people may continue to pay with cash. That will remain possible at every C2C station. Customers who are less familiar with purchasing train tickets, but who can't access online services, would still be able to ask C2C staff for advice at the stations and hours listed within this consultation document. The full range of advance and discounted tickets would remain available for sale at C2C stations, where cash and card payment would be accepted. Because more time and support to help those who are least familiar is proposed, plus discounted tickets and cash payment would be maintained. For people traveling alone, staff are a reassuring presence. How can I feel confident traveling alone if these changes are made? At times when we don't have staff permanently located at the station, we have mobile security teams who make regular patrols and our station help points are also available. This is additionally supported by our CCTV equipment, which is monitored live from our control center, and regular British Transport Police patrols on our route. Our station information points have a direct button, which links you to 999. Won't this likely lead to an increase in antisocial behavior? We already have robust plans in place to address antisocial behaviors at our stations and on our trains. Our mobile security teams make regular patrols at stations to supplement police patrols and live CCTV monitoring. We have also increased our investment in security personnel across our railway. C2C would continue to have Secure Stations Accreditation, SSA, for all 25 of C2CS managed stations. A team of dedicated British Transport Police, BTP, officers funded by C2C weekly tasking meetings with the dedicated BTP team to tackle issues and deploy resources more effectively. Parkmark security accreditation at all of C2CS car parks. Upgraded lighting and surveillance at stations to create a safer environment. Easy to use help points on platforms and on trains where customers can get up to date information. A dedicated CCTV suite which monitors our stations 24/7. If I have a question, who can I ask? Floor walkers would be available to help during the staffed hours outlined for any ticketing inquiries. However, our platform and concourse-based staff are available to assist with journeys and any questions customers may have. Our help points are available on all C2C platforms and trains. These are staffed 24 hours a day. I don't always have the funds available to pay using a card. How can I still buy a ticket? Every C2C station has a self-service ticket machine that accepts cash. You would be able to continue to use this. Our machines sell a wide range of tickets, including advance purchase and other discounts fares. I don't have internet access, how could I buy a discounted ticket? Every C2C station has self-service ticket machines that accept both cash and card. You can buy the full range of advance purchase tickets that offer discounted prices, wherever advance purchase tickets are available. So, you will be able to buy these tickets in person at your local C2C station, throughout all station opening times, paying with either cash or card. We will have floor walkers available during advertised station opening times for any assistance you may require. I find train tickets confusing. I need a staff member to help me select the best ticket. C2CS floor walkers are trained to help you buy the ticket that is right for you and are available during advertised station opening times. Alternatively, C2CS ticket sales app and website automatically recommends the best fare for you, as do other websites or National Rail Inquiries Contact Center. I use a Canvey card, how do I buy one in the future? Canvey card is available on all C2C self-service ticket machines. How will I be able to buy a rail card? Rail cards are issued by the Rail Delivery Group. Our floor walker staff would be able to give you advice about which rail card is right for you. For more information, visit www.railcard.co.uk. What if I can't buy the ticket I want at my station? The vast majority of tickets can still be bought at our stations via our ticket machines, our website, and app. Our staff will be able to advise you on which ticket is right for you and how to purchase it. We will make it easy to purchase your ticket and promise you will be able to travel with minimal inconvenience. There are not enough ticket machines at my station. Will C2C be adding more? We have recently already installed an additional 5 ticket vending machines on the C2C route to make it easier for you to purchase your ticket. We will closely monitor demand and expect customers to switch to contactless payment when this is rolled out across the C2C route later this year. Have your say. If you would like to comment on these proposals, contact London Travel Watch, the independent transport watchdog for London, by Wednesday, July 26, 2023, using the details below by Wednesday, July 26. Email: consultations@londontravelwatch.org.uk. Free post: RTEHXAGEBYKZ, London Travel Watch, PO Box 5594, South End on Sea, SS19PZ. For more information about how to have your say, visit londontravelwatch.org.uk. Please see separate document / files for Appendix 1, Example Station Posters. Appendix 2, Lost Hours Report. Appendix 3, TSA Major Change TOC Input Template, Retail Service Provision. Appendix 4, TSA Major Change TOC Input Template, Non-Retail Service Provision. Appendix 5, TSA Major Change TOC Input Template, Proposal Data. Appendix 6, TSA Major Change TOC Input Template, Safety and Accessibility. Appendix 7, TSA Major Change TOC Input Template, Proposal Information.